In today's show, I'll be sharing the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin reclaims $67,000. And breaking news just in, Arizona State Senate considering adding Bitcoin ETFs to its state retirement portfolios. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, $75,000 Bitcoin by Friday. Send it. Also in today's show, family, Bitcoin price hit $72,000 in South Korea. We'll also be discussing El Salvador's Bitcoin holdings hitting a record $164 million as Bitcoin profits pass $50 million. Also, BlackRock's iShares ETF records $788 million worth of net inflows as Bitcoin bull run gathers pace. Not only that, but iBit is at over $500 million in volume within the first 45 minutes this morning of the stock market opening. Stonks. These numbers are absolutely nuts for the brand new ETF. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin price to exceed $200,000 by June of this year, if history repeats, as well as the Bitcoin price target reaching $355,000 per coin by this particular date. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1571 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. I'm your host, JV, and today is March 6, 2024. Yesterday, we entered price discovery, tapping a new all-time high for the 15-year history of Bitcoin, hitting roughly 69,300. Today, we recaptured 67, which you can see on your screen, after correcting all the way down to 59, which was a great buy-the-dip opportunity for you guys yesterday. If you took advantage of that dip, let me know. Now checking out Coin360. You can see Bitcoin up roughly 3% on the day. We have Ether looking to tap $4,000. We also have Near crushing it over 26%, while Solana, XRP, Cardano, and AVAX are pulling back and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at roughly $2.5 trillion. That's right, $2.5 trillion, a big milestone, $240 billion in volume. Volume is up. We also have Bitcoin dominance at 52.6%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got WIF leading the pack. No pun intended, up 63% on the day and 178% on the week. We have Render up 32% and Fetch up 29%. Below that, Near, Uniswap, Arweave, Pepe, and Ajax. Which altcoins in particular are you most bullish on for this bull run, fam? Holla. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get that visual perspective. The majority of the alts are finally back in the green. Look at that. They flipped. Yesterday, they were all in the red, and times change quickly in this crypto sphere. These dips are becoming more and more short-lived, which is a great sign of more bullish momentum to come. And zooming out on the monthly, you already know everything is killing. Pepe, 700% gains. WIF, 800%. FET, 300%. Floki, 400%. Jasmine, 300%. AR, 300%. SHIB, 300%. Theta, 200%. Gala, 90%. Render, 100%. WorldCoin, 200%. Uni, 160%, just overall off the chain alt season type gains. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back at a 75. Here's why I respect and appreciate this indicator and why I share it every day. Yesterday, we hit a 90 in extreme greed, and lo and behold, we corrected and had a nice, much needed correction, because the higher we get in the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, the more likely we are to correct, and vice versa. So right now we went back down to a 75. Last week was an 82, and last month a 60 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, it shows the estimated halving date taking place April 21st, 45 days out. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to be within the next 45 days leading into the halving? Let me know, fam. And let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts where the price action is likely to take us next. Bitcoin is rapidly recovering from its 10,000 price drop. You guys asked for a dip, but did you seize the moment? and take advantage of that, family. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. TradingView shows Bitcoin clawing back more than half of its March 5th losses as we continue to soar. The day saw Bitcoin finally reclaim its all-time high from November 2021, but the whales were lying in wait for late longs on over-leveraged markets. That's right. Quoting analysts here, there aren't less people wanting to own Bitcoin after this flush. This was a case of the big whales moving the market like a wave, sending thousands of over-leveraged or under-informed small fish into their mouths. And according to data from CoinGlass, the drop, which bottomed at 59.3 on Bitstamp, claimed over a billion in cross crypto liquidations. The majority of these clearly longs. Examining the market structure, a cathartic effect is visible, with funding rates across the exchanges seeing a modest reset from levels that the observers argued were unsustainable. Now, the open interest tells a similar story, but the latest estimates show this building in line with the Bitcoin price comeback after the initial $3 billion flush. Meanwhile, the Bitcoin order book shows whales moving, ongoing. Trading resource material indicator shows whales potentially shifting expectations of what's to come. A block of bid liquidity on the largest exchange, Binance, has headed higher, providing what potentially cushioned the correction from 69,000, quoting the analysts here. On February 28th, the whales moved 54 million into Bitcoin, USDT bid liquidity on Binance from 36 to the 38 range, and turned it into a buy wallet at 52,000. The fire chart shows today they moved more than half of that, 27 million, of that buy wall and converted it into a bid ladder that climbed from 60 to 65,000. Too early to tell if this will be the extent of the pullback for now, but it is clear a large entity either has concern that price won't dip to 52 or doesn't want to allow the price to go that low. Elsewhere, a popular comparison to the Bitcoin price behavior in late 2020, when the previous all-time highs were broken, continues to circulate. How many of you remember then, fam? Holla. How many of you were involved? Then Bitcoin also saw a snap retracement, spending around 2 weeks below the new highs before finally breaking out. And that's right. So from 2020, after the COVID crash, I remember Bitcoin crashing from the 8,000-9,000 level to as low as 35. And a year later, November of 2021, we hit the 69,000 all-time high, just as a reminder of how fast Bitcoin can rip, family. Now, also breaking news, Arizona State Senate is considering adding Bitcoin ETFs to its state retirement portfolios. Can you say game theory? What if all the states end up doing the same thing? How lit would that be? Now, the high priest of Bitcoin is calling for 75,000 per Bitcoin by this Friday. It's currently Wednesday, March 6th. So ultimately by Friday, March 8th, 75 G's. If you agree with the high priest, put a one in that live chat. JV, I've also been calling for 74,000 this week. So I want to know your thoughts. And he also shares this chart right here. Bitcoin price action is lit like a mofo. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day. Bitcoin just hit a new all-time high in South Korea of 72,000. That's right, it's actually trading higher in South Korea. Let's break down why this is. Check it. Bitcoin price briefly reached a new all-time high of 96,734,000 South Korean won, which is $72,500 on March 5th, yesterday, 3 p.m. on Utbit, which is the largest crypto exchange in South Korea. The price difference is known as the Kamichi Premium or Korea Premium Index and has been in an uptrend all along with Bitcoin price since early February. The Korean Premium Index rose from 5 on February to 6.8 on March 5th from 28th to the 5th, according to on-chain data from CryptoQuant, as you can see here. Now, this coincided with the Bitcoin price hitting new all-time highs above 69,200 yesterday, March 5th, driven by continued inflows into the United States Bitcoin ETFs. The Bitcoin price rally is mainly driven by institutional demand in the U.S. Ho Chun Chung, as analysts at CryptoQuant told Cointelegraph, this isn't the case in South Korea. Since the country has no spot Bitcoin ETFs, retail spot buying mainly drives the rising Bitcoin price. The Kamichi Premium was first observed in 2016 and spotlighted in 2019's paper from the University of Calgary. And according to the researchers, between January 2016 and February 2018, South Korean Bitcoin exchanges witnessed an average of almost 5% higher prices than the exchanges in the United States. And during Bitcoin's bull run back in December of 2017, how many of you were around then when Bitcoin tapped 20,000? Holla. South Korean exchanges were trading Bitcoin nearly 50% higher than most exchanges worldwide. Like, whoa, causing the coin market cap to remove such Korean exchanges due to the extreme divergence in the prices from the rest of the world. And during the 2021 bull run, the Komichi premium peaked at 21.5% on May 19th when Bitcoin was trading at the 36th level and before reaching its previous all-time high in November of 2021. Some traders are likely attempting to profit off these price differences. We call that arbitrage, right? From the various exchanges. However, this premium has mainly remained due to the market inefficiencies, particularly during strong uptrends. Meanwhile, amid the growing interest in Bitcoin, South Korea's financial watchdog reportedly considering allowing spot Bitcoin ETFs in the country. Game theory, which could ultimately end this price difference if approved, quoting him here. Amongst the authorities, I am one of those who are positive about the virtual assets, while there are others who are wary, and we need to hear their opinions as well. We are internally discussing it, said Lee Bak-hwan, governor of the Financial Supervisory Service, according to a Reuters report on March 5th. Now, back in January, South Korea's financial authorities said they didn't plan to regulate the sales of Bitcoin futures ETFs. However, it added that brokerage sales of spot Bitcoin ETFs could be in violation of the Capital Markets Act. The Korean Premium Index remains intact, with Bitcoin trading at around 93 million KRW on Upbit, which is roughly 70,000 USD at this time, while the Bitcoin price just recaptured 67,000 here in the United States in USD, or I should say worldwide, but USD prices here, family. So what are your thoughts, man? Anyone here from South Korea? Let me know. I visited their airport once. It was a while back. Good stuff. Never sell. Tell them surge. But anyways, fam, we discuss the all-time high in South Korea of 72,000 USD right now. Let's discuss the latest from El Salvador. The headline reads, El Salvador Bitcoin holdings hit record 164 million as Bitcoin profits pass 50 million. Shout out to Bukele in El Salvador. Bitcoin held by the government of El Salvador is now worth more than 150 mil. The latest data from Bitcoin Treasuries estimates El Salvador's Bitcoin holdings are up 50 million versus their cost basis. So let's break it down. Bitcoin first appeared as legal tender in El Salvador in 2022. And since then, the country's stash has gone from bear market rags to record riches. Take that, IMF. Since Bukele announced that the government would start purchasing one BTC per day, it has amassed approximately 2,380 Bitcoin worth $158.5 million. And at Bitcoin's new all-time highs as of yesterday, March 5th, this was worth $165 million, a full 53% more than El Salvador's aggregate cost basis. Each Bitcoin was purchased at an average price of $44,300. Now, Bukele, who was re-elected last month, criticized the mainstream media approaches to the government's economic policy, quoting him here. When Bitcoin's market price was low, they wrote literally thousands of articles about our supposed losses. Now that Bitcoin's market price is way up, if we were to sell, we would make a profit of over 40% just from the market purchases. And our main source of Bitcoin is now our citizenship program. That's right, in which for $1 million in BTC, you could become an El Salvadoran citizen. Now, he also says we won't sell, of course. At the end, one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. This was true when the market price was low, and it's true now. But it is very telling that the authors of those hit pieces, the analysts, the experts, the journalists, are totally silent now. Tell them, Bukele. Now, despite the attention given to its Bitcoin pivot, El Salvador remains a lone wolf amongst nation states adopting the Bitcoin standard. Despite rumors of others in both South America and further afield following suit, no official announcement have yet been made. And amongst those most confident of nation state adoption is Samson Mao, whose company Jan3 aims to accelerate hyper Bitcoinization. That's right. In an appearance on the Bitcoin pod, Mao listed nation states as one of the key buyers going forward. In addition to corporations and institutional buyers via the spot Bitcoin ETFs, quoting him here, as it keeps going up, you have price intensive buyers, he explained, including retail investors purchasing much smaller increments. And that's right. I also want to point out that Samson Mao, he orange-pilled the president of Colombia, which has a population of over 40 million. In fact, the president of Colombia is now a Bitcoiner because he gifted him a cold storage wallet with over 100,000 Satoshis, and he documented it. We shared the receipts and the photos on the pod before. He also is doing God's work over in Mexico with Senator Indira Kempis with the adoption of Bitcoin. We also have countries in South America like Suriname that also announced they're going to be adopting Bitcoin by putting 1% Bitcoin from their central bank into Bitcoin. And we also have potentially, you know, Brazil, massive population of over 200 million people. We have Argentina now with the president, Javier Milei. All of these countries are potential nation states to adopt Bitcoin. We also have the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have Qatar. There's rumors. Also, Edward Snowden, the whistleblower, he shared about a week ago, I covered in the pod, that a nation state has been secretly purchasing Bitcoin, and they're going to be making the announcement this year. Could that be one of these countries? What are your thoughts, family? Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's freaking go. Wait for the pump to come. We should have bought that. Crypto to zero. They really thought that. Crypto to zero. They really thought that. But anyways, without further ado, let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss what's on everyone's mind right now. Is the Bitcoin ETFs, the volume, and what's popping right now. And this is what's driving the price action, just FYI. The BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust IBIT ETF recorded its highest daily inflows of $788 million on March 5th yesterday, exceeding the previous all-time high of $612 million February 28th. It's a snowball, family. In fact, check out this tweet from this morning. IBIT is over $500 million in volume within 45 minutes of the stock market opening. That's today, family. These numbers are absolutely nuts for a brand new ETF. So it looks like we're on track for another record-breaking Bitcoin IBIT ETF day for BlackRock. The Bitcoin ecosystem recently reached two landmark milestones, which is the new all-time high of 69,300 yesterday, March 5th, price discovery mode, and an influx of spot ETF investments in the U.S. Data from investment management company Farside showed total inflows of $683 million on the day Bitcoin reached the all-time high. Pretty impressive, especially consider it's only been live for less than 2 months now. I think it was January 11th where they officially went live. Of the 10 approved ETFs, the GBTC and Invesco Galaxy Bitcoin ETF were the only two to record net outflows of $332 million and $14 million, respectively, yesterday, March 5th. The day's net inflows were primarily fueled by IBIT, supported by Fidelity Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund with $125 million, and the Bitwise Bitcoin ETF at $3.7 million, and the ARK 21 Shares Bitcoin ETF at $63 million, and the Franklin Bitcoin ETF, FBTC, at $3.6 million, as well as the VanEck Bitcoin Trust at $3.5 million, and the WisdomTree Bitcoin ETF at $6.6 million. The Valkyrie Bitcoin ETF, on the other hand, recorded zero of inflows. In total, the Bitcoin ETF ecosystem netted $8.5 billion of inflows to date, even after considering GBTC's consistent outflows, which now stand at roughly $10 billion. Now, historical data confirms that IBIT and FBTC bring in the largest inflows into the ecosystem, in addition to never reporting net outflows. IBIT and FBTC contributed to over $9 billion and $5 billion in total as of yesterday, March 5th. In contrast, GBTC's Bitcoin holdings have fallen 33% from 620,000 BTC at the time of its conversion to an ETF to about 420,000. Can you say 420 at the time of this live stream? So yeah, they were the largest holder of Bitcoin in the world with 620,000 BTC. And I believe Coinbase is the custodian for GBTC. But now after all their outflows since the ETFs, they now still have 420,000, which is a divine number, family. Supported by heavy investments and an ongoing bull run, the combined trading volume of the US spot Bitcoin ETFs is over $10 billion to date. And quoting Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas, these are banana numbers for ETFs under 2 months old. Agreed, man. Now bring it. So pretty impressive. As I mentioned, today is going to be another historic day as far as the volumes of inflows into the ETFs. And I don't think they're slowing down anytime soon. And what's going to happen, family, when we get more game theory from the ETFs, the ones out of Hong Kong, which are soon to be launched, the ones out of El Salvador, and maybe some states, as we already mentioned a little earlier in the show. But anyways, fam, we still got a lot to cover. Let's discuss some bullish targets, shall we? We discussed the ETFs. Now let's discuss $200,000 by June. We're in March, so April, May, June. Can anyone sense with their spider senses tingling like Spider-Man. $200,000 within the next 90 days. Well, let's discuss it. And then we'll dive into a $355,000 price prediction by the one and only crypto expert, Tone Vase. Got a lot of respect for Tone. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A, family, as Bitcoin continues to pump it up. That's right. So 2024 has already been quite spectacular, as you know. Bitcoin, for one, added more than 60% of value in about 2 months, skyrocketing to new all-time highs, which is currently 69,300-ish. The previous all-time high that the asset broke, its price tripled last time this happened, following 3 months or so. If something similar is to happen again, Bitcoin could be on the verge of going well into the six-figure price territory, as the Bitcoin Archive points out here in a tweet he shared yesterday. Fun fact, the last time Bitcoin broke the previous all-time high, the price more than tripled in just 103 days. That's right, 3 months, family. That would take Bitcoin to $145,000 by June if it is repeated. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, look at the chart. The charts clearly don't lie. And then he corrected that number and put $207,000 posting on the run. So yeah, man, could you imagine that? 210% increase in 103 days, taking us to over $200,000 per bitty. Holla. 2021 was a big year for Bitcoin as the asset jumped from 69,000 in November amid the hype around the approved futures ETFs. However, the next year was entirely different with numerous industry crashes, bankruptcy, as well as macroeconomic challenges such as war and inflation. Consequently, Bitcoin slumped hard and went below 20,000 by 2022's end. And last year began on a more positive note, and things picked up even more when the world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, filed for their spot Bitcoin ETF in June. Numerous other financial giants followed, and the sentiment regarding the approval of such products changed it to a matter of time. Bitcoin reacted to that height, which the price increases and jumped to over 40,000 by the beginning of this year, 2024. Those financial products were indeed approved in mid-January, which led to immediate volatility. However, the record-setting inflows eventually resulted in a more sustainable increase in the Bitcoin price action. This culminated yesterday when Bitcoin broke its previous all-time high set on November 10th, 2021. Given the upcoming halving scheduled to take place in roughly 45 days, the Bitcoin price movements after each of the previous ones, there's even more hype that the asset will keep rising in value. That's right. It's going up forever, Laura. If history repeats, as shown in that tweet I just shared with you, Bitcoin can exceed $200,000 per coin by June in the next 100 days. Should that happen, its market cap will be around $4 trillion. The collective total market cap as of today, just FYI, is $2.5 trillion, making Bitcoin bigger than Microsoft and Apple, according to the current prices. So move over, Microsoft. Move over, Apple. Now, what were to happen if, hypothetically, a company like Apple started accepting Bitcoin, right? Or Amazon, the largest marketplace in the world, started accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment? That could send the price parabolic as well. And what if Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, a few days ago, he surpassed Elon again on paper to becoming the world's richest man. What if he is already a Bitcoin billionaire and hasn't announced it yet? There was recently photos of him rubbing elbows with Saylor, and you know anyone around Saylor is being orange-pilled. Just saying. Let me know your thoughts on that, fam. Shout out Barack Monfils. Greatly appreciate your support. Thank you for that, super. Now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss Bitcoin surprising people to the upside, according to veteran trader Tone Vase, who predicts Bitcoin can hit $355,000 by this date, according to this chart in which he shared. So let's break this baby down. If you're just joining us, pump the likes to pump the stream, family. Let's freaking go. That's right. Tone Vase believes Bitcoin will go beyond people's expectations during this particular market cycle. Back in March of 2023, Vase predicted Bitcoin will rally to 200,000 at some point the following year. And in a new strategy session, the trader now tells his subs that with the launch of the spot ETFs earlier this year, Bitcoin is now in a position to surge well above his target, witness a longer bull market, and rally higher for longer. Let's go. Quoting him here, what does it mean now that we have the ETFs? It means that we are likely going higher than I anticipated. We could make the bull market go longer than I anticipated, or the most beautiful combination of all. We go higher and longer. It is going to be obvious, one of those three, obviously. Once we break 84 to 85,000 per Bitcoin, even if we break it next week, I think it is going to be very difficult for Bitcoin to ever go below $65,000 ever again. Maybe I'm being a little too optimistic. I think this time it is going to be a little different. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment, that if we tap 84.85, we'll never see another 65,000 Bitcoin price ever again. He continues, I think Bitcoin is going to surprise people to the upside, because all those people who were wrong last time about Bitcoin going to 250,000 or 300,000 a coin, this time those seem to be the reasonable price projections. Let me know if you agree. And according to his chart up here on your screen, he seems to suggest the Bitcoin will rally to $355,000 per coin by April 2027. Let me, 2027. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tone Vase. And to watch this video he did entitled, Bitcoin Might Hit the All-Time High on this stream. And I guess, lo and behold, we did. So congrats there, buddy. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And let's discuss this $355,000 price target as Bitcoin price continues to pump live and in the flesh right now. As you can see, we just reclaimed $67,500. Let's freaking go. We're so close to hitting $70,000, $74,000. Can I get 100,000 milestone? Yes, six figures is absolutely in play. Max Kaiser, as I mentioned earlier, already called for 75,000 by Friday. What's so pretty and awesome about price discovery mode, which is currently sitting at 69,300, is Bitcoin can do anything it wants. This is unprecedented times. We've never had this type of bullish momentum ever. Last cycle, when we hit the 69,000 all-time high, that was driven primarily off of retail. There was no institutional FOMO. There was no BlackRock buying up over $500 million worth of Bitcoin within the first 45 minutes of the Wall Street trading session like they just did today, right? You didn't have a dozen asset managers all collectively freaking trying to snatch up as much Bitcoin on the open markets as they can. Yeah, right now there's only 900 newly minted Bitcoin per day being awarded to the miners. So if BlackRock alone is purchasing up over 15,000 Bitcoin, you do the math. There's going to be a massive supply shock. The Bitcoin on the exchanges is at an all-time low we haven't seen in roughly 7 years. So once all the Bitcoin dries up, and now it's a fact that the 80% of all the Bitcoin supply is in the hands of the long-term hodlers, as long as you're unwilling to sell to BlackRock, the prices have to go up because they have to bribe people holding Bitcoin to get rid of their Bitcoin at higher prices, which is why we're witnessing pumps like this live and in the flesh right now. So JV is predicting 100,000 this year is a given. It's inevitable. People like Jennifer here on our channel and like Adam Back are predicting $100,000 leading into the halving, pre-halving. Stock the Flow shows us $100,000 post-halving, floating between 100,000 and a million between this halving in 2024 and the next halving of 2028. Stock the Flow also shows us, as of March 1st, it is official. Stock the Flow model basically shows the first red bull market dot. That means bull market momentum. Let's freaking go. I couldn't be more bullish right now. You already know. I mean, Bitcoin, it could do anything it wants. It's on its own trajectory. It's on its own vector. It's decoupled from the stock market. Here's one thing I do know, though. Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase your purchasing power, and the US dollar monopoly fiat Ponzi tulip bulb money is mathematically guaranteed to decrease your purchasing power. So what does that say? It means start treating Bitcoin as a savings, if not already. Saving in Bitcoin, do not save in the dollar. Only keep dollars in the bank you're willing to lose. You'll lose 20 to 30% per year in inflation. Big whoop, gold is up a few percent, hit an all-time high per ounce, just surpassed $2,100. Big deal. You're losing still to inflation at the end of the day. So move whatever assets you have into the apex predator if you want to gain purchasing power. Simple as that. Bitcoin guaranteed to go up. 67,500, just like in this live stream right now, it's going to continue to go up. Will there be pullbacks? Of course. Will there be volatility? Of course, right? I preach that every day. Expect extreme volatility leading into the halving. Even post-halving, expect extreme volatility. Volatility is a beautiful thing. We welcome it. Volatility equals opportunity. Volatility, according to Saylor, equals life force, and the force is strong with BTC, right? So stack sats Accordingly, or forever hold your peace, there will become a time where we never see below 65,000 ever again. And if you're to ask me, JV, I don't own any Bitcoin. Is now a good time or should I wait till after the halving? I'm going to tell you, now is always the best time. Pre-halving, family, because post-halving, we may be above 100,000. You'll never see potentially sub 100,000 ever again. No guarantee there. Anything can happen, but I'm just trying to tell you, right? Now is always an excellent time to buy. Look at Michael Saylor. MicroStrategy now has roughly, what, $15 billion worth of Bitcoin on the balance sheet. They only purchased $6 billion worth. Saylor launched a speculative attack on the U.S. dollar and on the central banking cartels by borrowing money at virtually a 0% interest rate and just buying as much Bitcoin as they allow him to buy. And he's going to continue to do so. He just made an announcement 2 days ago. MicroStrategy is purchasing an additional $600 million worth of Bitcoin. And they ain't stopping there. His goal is to have 1 million Bitcoin, which is roughly 5% of the circulating supply on their balance sheet, right? And they currently only have 193,000, is it? Was that roughly 200,000 biddies, right? They're going to have over a million. He's not slowing down. El Salvador is not slowing down. Cathie Wood, ARK Invest, not slowing down. Fidelity sure as hell ain't slowing down. BlackRock, snowball effect. They're gaining momentum. Shout out to anyone who just subbed. I greatly appreciate the support. All I'm trying to say is this party is just freaking getting started. You look at the price now, like, oh my God, all time high. Not a good time to buy. Could have got it at 30. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. We all coulda, shoulda, woulda bought Bitcoin 15 years ago at virtually nothing. But guess what? Everyone pays for Bitcoin at the price they deserve. Facts. So stack your biddies accordingly. Have a long-term trajectory. 2, 3, 4, 5 cycles from now. Generational wealth. You will not be disappointed. It's the greatest savings to ever exist. Not only is it a store of value, it's immutable, it's borderless, it's unconfiscatable, it's incorruptible. There is a finite, limited supply. It's pristine collateral. It's perfect money. Don't get me started. But anyways, family, let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price trajectory is likely heading into the halving. And what do you feel will likely to smash that $74,000 target I have in the live poll right now? Let me know. There's currently 719 votes by Friday, next week, March or April. Holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.